Right, it is book time on this week's Distant Pod. Ellis James, it is your choice for us.
And what a fantastic book it is. I'm halfway through it. It is brilliant. It is called Veni, Vidi, Vici, When Italian Football Ruled Europe by Dominic Howam. And it's just the golden age of Italian football, sort of mid-80s to mid-90s. So it's a chapter per club. It's a great chapter on AC Milan, Rigo Sacchi, the Three Tulips, Hullet, Rijkaard and Van Basten. Great chapter on Maradona and Napoli. Great chapter on Inter Milan, the three Germans, Bremer, Matthias and Klinsmann. It's...
I like that they had the three tulips three Germans.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't remember what they did have a name.
Great nickname, lads.
They did have a nickname for it that worked in Italian. I can't remember what it is. It's a really good book. And it's just given me about 25 different clips. I'm going to do Baggio as a clip next week because I've just read the chapter on Baggio because he started at Fiorentina, then went to Juventus.
What a hairdo.
Oh. What a hairdo. What a player. Yes. I read that we covered Sampdoria last week. The chapter on Sampdoria is excellent. You know, Mancini and Viali, known as the Goal Twins, which is quite a weak nickname. But
that's a shit nickname.
Yeah, we are the Goal Twins. It's really good.
I did a screenshot once. It was the last Olympics, I think, or maybe one before. And there was some British, I think, I can't think of a cyclist or what he was. A kayaker or something.
Yeah.
His name was something like Steve Brooks, right?
Yeah.
So it was something like that. And on the BBC News banner underneath, it said Steve, in inverted commas, Brooksy Brooks. So that's not a nickname.
Nathan Blakey Blake.
Brooksy. Steve Brooksy Brooks. Oh, fuck off.
The Goal Twins is bad. That's a nickname.
What do you both do?
Tim Curry and Tim Rice, the two Tims.
Double Tim.
You just, the strength of the league is where it was at. English clubs, which had been dominant, obviously banned from Europe.
Well, Spanish league in that then, in those days.
It was good.
Barcelona
good.
And
it was good, but Madrid, nowhere near as good as Italy. So in the 89 European Cup semi-final, Milan beat Madrid 5-0.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, Barcelona, they won the European Cup in 92, didn't they? But then they got hammered by Milan in the 94 final. So it was definitely the second best league. But the Italian league really, really was where it was at for about 10 or 12 years.
Were they paying that much more money than everyone else, were they?
More money. And yeah, I think it was more money the stadiums were invested in as well because of the 1990 World Cup. And it just seemed to be where everyone ended up. But there was this amazing spread of talent. Like when Maradona went to Napoli, they'd finished the position above the relegation zone the year before. So you've got the world's best player playing for a team that just finished 13th or whatever it was. And if you look at those teams in the 80s, every side, even the teams right at the bottom, have got complete superstars.
Mm.
Like, it's fucking incredible how competitive it was. Yeah, there were years where the Italian clubs would win all the European trophies. They'd win the European Cup, the UEFA Cup, and the European Cup Winners' Cup. But because we were given access to this slightly before people in England because of Scorio. So I've got very fond memories of Italian football and Spanish football because they were covering that in this era.
They're like a huge TV market, right? And the lira was never like the world's best currency, was it? There was always like 10 million lira to the pound, right?
Yeah.
So where was the money coming from? Was it just from rich owners?
Rich owners, they had bigger grounds.
Right, okay.
So the San Siro, for instance, was much bigger than, you know, it's, I think the biggest ground in the country at the time, probably Old Trafford, it was a lot bigger than that.
Mm.
But yeah, rich owners, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think if you look at like Berlusconi as an example,
yes,
and then you look at whoever was in charge of Napoli as an example as well, then you go, okay, cool. Yeah, there's cash coming in. And as a player, what you really want is a good few owners getting to a dick swinging contest.
Yeah, as a player, that's ideal.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Ideal.
Everyone benefits then.
Yeah. This is magic.
But also all the best coaches were there. Trapattoni was there, you know, Sacchi was there. They were just like a year after Maradona went, I think I can't remember where they finished, it was like fifth or sixth. Then suddenly Careca, the great Brazilian, is at Napoli. Amazing.
When did they recently not qualify for the World Cup or Euros? Fairly recently, within the last 10 years.
Okay, I don't know.
They haven't qualified, I think, for the last two World Cups. If they fuck this up, really? Third on the trot.
It's
mad,
isn't it?
So they'd won the Euros and then didn't play in the following World Cup.
You're right, yeah. Football up there.
No, it's It's a really, really good book. And it's quite short chapters on each club with descriptions of the important games. I love it. Veni, Vidi, Vici. When Italian Football Ruled Europe by Dominic Howam. And I will really miss this book when I finished it. And it's one of those great books I saw being advertised. So I pre-ordered it and then forgot about it. So then when it arrived... It
oh, like, that's oh, nice.
Free book.
That's a lovely feeling.
I love a free book. Yeah, very good.
I like the idea of missing a book when I finished it. That's such a nice phrase.
Oh, some books I've got to go to a quiet room. I've got to sit on my own. If I'm on the last chapter of a book I've really enjoyed, I want no interruptions.
Yeah.
And as I get closer, I'm thinking, oh, fuck, 3 pages. Oh, no, God, 2 pages.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm going to be sad when it's finished.
Yeah.
That's lovely. I like that.
The last book I missed was Stasiland by Hannah Funder.
Great.
Got to be honest.
That fucking caterpillar at the end.
Great book.
It is. Yeah.
It's genuinely one of the best books I've ever read.
It is, but it's less upbeat than the one about Italian football.
Borderline depressing.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I'm anti-Stasi, okay?
I get it, okay? I get it. Lots of files. Lots of shredding. Understood.
Files and spells.
Yeah,
absolutely. They would get you in and then they would try and take your smell off the seat and then they put it in a jar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A bloody caterpillar. The end.
Look what he's eating now.